This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Monday, October 23rd. Brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. Majority Whip, eight others in race for Speaker. Bozeman, farmers need certainty with Farm Bill extension. Majority Whip and eight others in the race for House Speaker. House Republicans meet tonight to hear from the latest nine candidates for Speaker. Majority Whip Tom Emmer, who's seen as the leader of the group, has the backing of former Speaker Kevin McCarthy. This is not a time for a learning experience as a Speaker. Tom would be able to walk into the job and do it on day one, McCarthy said of Emmer on NBC's Meet the Press. Other candidates include Kevin Hurd of Oklahoma, who chairs the Republican Study Committee, the GOP's largest ideological caucus, and Austin Scott of Georgia, who chairs a House Agriculture Subcommittee. Republicans plan to vote tomorrow on a new nominee, who will still have to get 217 votes on the floor if all Democrats are present and vote for House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries. By the way, McCarthy wouldn't rule out returning to the speakership if his colleagues want him, but he insisted, "I don't need the title. I'm going to help in any way I can." Now, for more on the speaker's race, you can read our Washington Week Ahead. Bozeman, farmers need certainty with Farm Bill extension. With no action in sight on a new farm bill, the top Republican of the Senate Ag Committee says lawmakers are going to have to provide farmers and bankers with certainty about what policies are going to be in place for 2024. Senator John Bozeman said at a farm bill listening session in Missouri Friday that a year-long extension is probably needed. He suggested the extension could be attached to a funding bill that will be needed next month to avert a government shutdown. China approval gives boost to BASF's GM canola. The announcement last week from China's National Agriculture Biosafety Committee that it has approved BASF's submission of a genetically modified canola variety is welcome news to the company. BASF is pleased to have recently received Chinese approval for its MS-11 event, a spokesman for the company told AgriPulse in a statement. This event confers both male sterility and glufosinate tolerance in canola and has already received approvals in key countries like the U.S., Canada, and Australia. With this approval, we are one step closer to commercialization as we continue to work to gain additional regulatory approvals in other key countries. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this. Dairy Management Incorporated serves America's 34,000-plus dairy farmers and dairy importers by managing research and marketing programs aimed at promoting dairy consumption and protecting the good image of dairy farmers, dairy products, and the dairy industry. Funded entirely by dairy farmers, DMI has distinguished itself as a strategic consultant and valuable resource to businesses and organizations in the food and beverage sector that seek to increase sales and raise their image through the innovative use of dairy and dairy ingredients. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Avian flu identified in Northwest Iowa turkey flock. The USDA confirmed a positive case of highly pathogenic avian influenza at a commercial turkey flock in Buena Vista County, Iowa. According to the Iowa Department of Agriculture and Land Stewardship, the last HPAI detection at a commercial facility was in January of this year in the same county. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds signed a disaster proclamation which allows state resources from Iowa Homeland Security and the IDOLS and other agencies to assist with tracking and monitoring rapid detection, containment, disposal, and disinfection. Earlier this month, the American Farm Bureau Federation reported the cost of purchasing a turkey this Thanksgiving could be lower due to the drop in avian influenza cases and a recovery of the turkey population following the high number of farms depopulated due to HPAI in 2022. AFBF economists projected that the price for an 8 to 16 pound turkey was $1.27 a pound in August of 23, that 22% lower than the same time last year. Louis Dreyfus Company planting Ohio soybean crush refining plant. Agriculture and food processor Louis Dreyfus Company plans to build a new processing plant in Upper Sandusky, Ohio. The plant, according to a press release, will have an annual soy crushing capacity of 1.5 million metric tons and a soybean oil production capacity of 320,000 metric tons. It would employ over 100 people, the company said. Construction of the project set to begin in 2024. Front of package labeling public meeting scheduled for November 16th. The Food and Drug Administration continues its work on developing a front of package labeling system to help consumers quickly see nutritional information. In a recent blog, FDA Commissioner Robert Califf says front of packaging labeling has the potential to be one of the most momentous changes in food labeling since the Nutrition Facts label. Newly appointed FDA Deputy Commissioner of Human Foods Jim Jones also identified work on the labeling as key to the agency's work in helping consumers make better food choices. FDA is currently conducting consumer research to understand the impact of different potential options of front-of-packaging labels. Califf says the research will help inform FDA's next steps as part of a planned proposed rule. In addition, the Reagan-Udall Foundation for the FDA says it plans to host a public meeting on November 16 to hear from stakeholders. Finally, here's today's She Said It. Suck it up, Buttercup. That Representative Marionette Miller Meeks, the Iowa Republican, defending her decision not to vote for Representative Jim Jordan of Ohio to be Speaker of the House. Miller Meeks, who was quoted by the Des Moines Register, went on to say at a fundraiser, quote, "I am never going to quit fighting for Iowa. I'm never going to quit fighting for this country. So if you think you can intimidate me, go suck it up, Buttercup." Well, that's Daybreak for this Monday, October 23rd. Brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Daly.